So I can have like whatever I want though. No, I'm thinking. Maybe something that stops time. Yeah. I don't know if you remember it, but there was this movie from, I don't even know, like the 2000s. It's called Clock Stoppers. Yeah, I couldn't tell you who was in it. But I remember the premise. I saw it in theaters, I think. The whole idea was like, there was like this dad. It was like a classic 2000s movie where like there was a dad who had some kind of crazy bit of science tech, and he had this device that could stop time. This clock, and then he gives it, his son somehow gets it, and then, you know, there's a bad guy who wants the tech, and then, you know, hilarity ensues. No, it wasn't a comedy. It was, like, played seriously. Oh, no, it'd never get made today. But, yeah, that's neither here nor there. That's the clock in the movie, or the watch. They had, like, a watch, like a Casio watch. And whenever the protagonist would, like, hit the side of it, whoever he was touching, he could freeze time. And then they could, like, do whatever they want. And then when they want to unfreeze time, they just click it, and then time unfreezes. I don't know, there's something magical about that. It's like a whole sequence where they're, like, just running around in, like, frozen time. Oh, yeah, like, in the, like, third act of the movie, they talk about how, I don't know, like, you grow older when you're in that, like, frozen time state or something, because, like, the dad ages a bunch, because they have him working on some kind of time device. Yeah, we can watch it one day. It's not very good. No, we can, though. But yeah, there's something about that idea that you could just, like, stop time. Because it'd be nice. Like, right now. Yeah, every second it just gets later and later. And I don't want it to be tomorrow, yeah. No. It was up to me. I just stopped time with you. No, flying was a cute power. I don't think flying was the wrong answer. My answer's not cuter. I mean it, though. I feel like that's the thing we complain about the most. It's not having enough time. That's crazy. You think 24 hours is enough in a day. But between sleeping and eating and life, you barely get any hours for just like the things you want to do. I mean, those things are all involving you. They are. That's why we go to bed so late. We missed out on a whole day together, so we try to catch it up at night. No, I never complain. I'm an insomniac already, so nothing really changed. No. Yeah. I don't want you to go either. Well, here's the thing, though. It's only a week. And I'm flying to you. Yeah. I know 7 days is a long time. Trust me, I know. Feels long for me too. It's like absolutely ages. I know, I wish I could fly back with you. I want to. Just run away with you. Fly to the edge of the world. Just disappear. Don't tempt me. Because it's very tempting. That sounds so perfect. Yeah, because you're speaking to the part of me that just wants to run. Yeah, there's obviously a part that just wants to run. From everything, but not from you. Never from you. But from everything else, I just want to go far away and not have to worry about a single fucking thing. That's what I'd want. Yeah, that or, you know, a Casio watch that stops time, one of the two. I'll take whatever comes first. Yeah, well, I guess I gotta start inventing then. I know which one's more plausible. That's what you are, though. Yeah, in this crazy mixed up world, you're my sanctuary. You're the one spot that makes sense. And so many things just don't. Yeah, you're my constant. I'm glad you're constant too. It's nice. I don't know. Life's changed a lot, like both of our lives have. Despite everything, it's just, yeah. That's what's nice. It's just like some things just never change. Yeah, like the way I feel about you. No matter what happens in my life, I'm just gonna feel the same way. I hate the distance too. I fucking hate it. We'll figure it out. We will. I know we will. We don't have to figure it out today, though.
We got plenty of time. We do. We have the rest of our lives. I love you. Stay right there. Because maybe I don't need to watch it all. Because in moments like this, it feels like time just stops. Doesn't it? I'm so lucky I found you. It's a 1 in 1 billion chance. I'm sorry, 1 in 6 billion. Those odds weren't good. But yet here you are. So glad. I don't know how I got so lucky. I ask myself that question every single day. I never, ever, ever take you for granted. No, I never will. I promise we'll figure it out. We will. Until then, thank you for making time go slowly.